News, I'm Brian Clark. Areas of the Northeast dealing with some weekend flooding, including water rescues in Maryland. No deaths have been reported, but as the cleanup and the search for the missing continues in Texas, ABC's Samara Theodore says there's a major update about the flooding that killed more than 130 people.
In Texas, the number of missing from flooding earlier this month now dropping to 3 from more than 100 in hard-hit Kerr County. More than 130 people died in the devastating floods.
Texas lawmakers will hold a special legislative session this week to address the flooding. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. Senate should not have its August recess in order to confirm more of his nominees. 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez facing a preliminary charge of assault with a deadly weapon in Los Angeles. Authorities say he's the man who plowed his car into a crowd that was leaving a club early Saturday. Dozens of people were taken to hospitals. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. A resident of Eau Claire is speaking out about the impact of cuts to safety net programs, programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
Oliver Wynn and his parents all live with disabilities. He says Medicaid has allowed him to have surgeries that have improved his quality of life to such a degree that he no longer needs a wheelchair. It also helps him pay for medication that would otherwise cost $5,000 a month. Wynn describes the forthcoming federal cuts to Medicaid and SNAP as terrifying.
It's going to change a lot of things for a lot of people, and I'm concerned for myself. I'm concerned for my family, my community. Everyone is going to be affected by this.
It's estimated more than 276,000 people in Wisconsin could lose their Medicaid coverage, and another 90,000 risk losing their SNAP benefits over the next decade. 1 in 8 people in Wisconsin depends on SNAP to help pay for groceries. Wynn is one of them. Although he currently works overnight shifts, he says he still needs SNAP to afford food for him and his child. Before he had Medicaid and SNAP, Wynn says his high medical debts meant he struggled to keep up with food and housing expenses, which led him to become homeless.
Because there's no way to balance trying to feed yourself, trying to pay off this debt, and still have access to health care and rent.
Along with federal cuts, the Trump administration is implementing stricter work requirements for these programs in an effort to curb what it calls welfare dependency. More than 45% of SNAP recipients in Wisconsin are in working families, and the majority of Medicaid recipients in the state are part of the workforce. Wynn says the rhetoric suggesting beneficiaries are lazy and unmotivated isn't based on reality. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Dodgers again, 8-7 last night in Los Angeles. Milwaukee now with a 9-game winning streak. Now the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani hit his 33rd homer of the year. He leads the National League, but the Brewers kept coming back. They're now 5-0 against the defending World Series champions after that 3-game sweep in Milwaukee before the All-Star break. Although Freddy Peralta won his 7th straight start, he wasn't particularly sharp, giving up 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings pitched. But the Brewers tacked on some insurance runs to maintain the lead. Right fielder Isaac Collins with a 363-foot homer over the short right field wall in the 4th inning. Caleb Durbin with an RBI double in the 6th. Then Joey Ortiz with a home run to round things out. So again, the final, the Brewers 8-7 over the Dodgers last night. Game 3 of the series wrapping up this afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine today in upper 70s, light east winds. Just a few clouds around in the overnight with lows dropping to the upper 50s. On Monday, partly cloudy, could have a couple of showers. Otherwise, highs will top out in the upper 70s. Rain chances better Tuesday. Right now, it's 55.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. an unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach and Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Good morning, everybody. The music is the star. Music of the Stars on the air. We'll be here till high noon central on most of these civic media radio network stations. As July transitions into August. I know. July's a magical month anyway. But then you reach the end of it, and yeah. Need I continue? There's a mix of joy and melancholy both. Or there are those, and I can't say I share that. They might be excited for a new beginning. Well, we're going to appreciate the present moment. Look forward to possibilities. And today we feature Connie Francis and her story. Here in the Music of the Stars on Civic Media. Welcome aboard. Music of the Stars. Tony Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
George Calandrelli's orchestra with Tony.
Cloudy morning, dark as night, tops of buildings lost from sight, a sign of spring was nowhere to be seen. The trees in Central Park were anything but green. And then that cloudy morning slowly cleared, tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be suddenly cleared. Then you appeared.
Joe McCarthy Jr. wrote that. No, not that Joe McCarthy. Here's Ella and the Gershwins, George and Ira. The end of July.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the foggy streets alone, British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed.
Nelson Riddle arranged that. And the Gershwins. Stephen Eady.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake. And the sun in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench. Neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Start a ring, cold and damp, steal the warm wind tight frame. Times have come for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, a walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send hell away, no one sings like you anymore.
Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come,
won't you come
to wash away? Won't you come? Won't you come? Hang my head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear. Black old sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come,
won't you come?
Wash away. Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
The song's not supposed to make any sense, folks. Chris Cornell wrote that in just minutes. Scratched it out on a pen. He heard a news report, he said. Actually misheard it. Something about Black Hole Sun, the news anchor said then. So I got inspired and he put it on a pad and did it. Paul Anka had a version of that tune. So what's it all about, Black Hole Sun? He said, I don't know. Maybe it's just open enough that people can make it like a soundtrack to their moment. Oh, that works. It's all about tension, I guess. Chris Cornell said it's a word picture, trying to paint an image rather than convey any specific theme. Yeah, they've written songs like that more recently, I think, than in years past, in the Cole Porter days. Well, then again, he had a few. The Music of the Stars. There's a story about a foggy day in London town. It goes back to a horrible couple of weeks in London when the sky was obscured. It was coal pollution. It was difficult to breathe. Well, the Gershwins took that and made it like it's just a normal cloudy day. Not really. It was a bad time. Did you catch that part where the bells are ringing in old London? Oh, maybe we'll do it again. And we lost Connie Francis.
But the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone. But the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. Melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say,
She did an interview with Larry King of Mutual Broadcasting back in 2002. Talked about what she learned over the course of her life. And Connie Francis, how she gained some perspective from all the tragedies around her. But she was back on the stage. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Network. Conchetta Franco Nero, birthday December 12, 1937, born in Newark. Now, she talked warmly about her early childhood. It was Arthur Godfrey who said, "You better change your name." She was on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, a good program. Oh, and by the way, she played the accordion, and Arthur said, "You better drop that." She goes, "Yes, I hate the thing anyway." Her first TV appearance was on NBC Television in 1953, a program called Startime Kids. Her dad, George, raised some money and put together four songs to give her daughter a chance at a career. Her first single was something called Freddy. Nobody bought it. So she thought about maybe being a doctor, or at least a nurse, or a professional. Something in the medical career. She considered this and was thinking about getting a scholarship at New York University, and then she did another recording session. This one for MGM on October 2nd. Joe Lipman and his orchestra. No, I don't remember him either. And she recorded that cover version of Who's Sorry Now, which goes back to 1923. Harry Ruby, Burt Kelmar. By the way, that was an interesting movie. Three Little Words. Danny Thomas starred. Well, she said, "My dad insisted that I do this." Who's sorry now? And her dad was convinced, "Yeah, you can be a hit singer, because that's a song that everybody knows already. And the kids can dance to it. If we do it rock and roll style." The Music of the Stars. The Connie Francis story. Nobody bought Who's Sorry Now. Just like all our previous releases. And she said something like, "Dad, I told you so." But then on New Year's Day of 1958, Dick Clark and American Bandstand. She said, "I heard Dick Clark mention something about a new girl singer, so what else is new? 95 million females in America." Dick Clark said she's headed for the number one spot. And then, on February 15th of that year, 58, the brand new Saturday Night Beach Nut Show. And by the way, Dick also hosted that. Within a few months, 1 million records were sold. Civic Media Radio Network, Jack Jones.
I am a singer. I work at night. I stand in front of you and hold my notes up to the light. I tune up all my secrets and hang them on my voice. I have no other talent. I have no other choice. I am a singer. I do the ballads. I do the blues. You know, no matter what, I got a song for you to use. I step inside my feelings and spread my story out. And when the chorus calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever danced my way from last night's solo concert to my part in the high school play. I remember every songbook that I lived through page by page, and how I came to love you once you let me on the stage. I'm a singer. I sing your songs. I bring the words to life and keep the beat where it belongs. I work for your attention and wait for your applause. You have me by my music, and I need your love because I am a singer.
Eddie Fisher.
May I sing to you? May I sing to you? Won't you listen to a song that's in my heart? The night with its thousand eyes can see that I belong to you. Are longing to impart. Those songs of love may come and go until the end of time. The world will know this song is yours and mine. Songs of love may come and go until the end of time. The world will know this song is yours and mine.
Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra with Eddie.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love. Never end. But one day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my oh, darling, the memory of all the happy moments we shared together will always remain in my heart. The picnics at the park, the boat rides on the lake, the way we danced all night, the warmth of your kiss, the way you held me tight, are all part of a tender love I'll never, never forget. You're gone. Darling. wherever you are, will always be together.
That's from Hollywood, 1928, the picture Since You Went Away. Here's Mantovani. Buddy DeSilva wrote that.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain.
Janie, want to make a bet?
What?
I'll bet you that by the time I see you again, you're in love.
You're silly. You're the silliest man I ever knew.
Now you're making sense. I always knew you had a good head on your shoulders. Will you write to me?
There won't be anything to write. There won't be anything to happen after you're gone. Ever.
All right. But I'll write to you. I have to go now, dear. Goodbye. Goodbye, Janie.
Goodbye, Tony. I'll write to you. I'll write to you all the time. Catch the mumps.
What's the matter? Do you want to keep them all to yourself? Besides, I'm no hero. I've had the mumps. I'm immune.
Oh, Tony. I wish...
Let me wish this time. I wish that I were 17.
Oh, Tony.
That's from Since You Went Away, Joseph Cotton. Jennifer Jones, 1944. Connie Francis.
Oh, the good life full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So just be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's a good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn your them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss the good life.
Connie, the voice silenced at 87.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Pop icon Connie Francis has died at the age of 87. She took the music world by storm more than 70 years ago, and you may recall just recently had a resurgence of fame on TikTok when her hit song, Pretty Little Baby, went viral.
Well, it turns out Francis grew up in Belleville, New Jersey, and today we found out her impact there is still visible.
Connie Francis was an undeniable force whose wholesome songs made up the fabric of pop music in the 1950s and 60s. Francis sold more than 40 million records before she was 25, and in 1960 became the first female artist to reach the Billboard Top 100. The pop icon made her mark on movies as well, with her breakout role in Where the Boys Are. Other musical and romantic comedies followed, capitalizing on her saucy girl-next-door image. But before she became Connie Francis, Concetta Franconero was born in Newark, New Jersey, and grew up in Belleville. Her childhood home sits on a street now named Connie Francis Court.
There's no doubt she was one of our favorite daughters, and she was just so lovely and so appreciative. You would think that a worldwide superstar, you know, when they come home, they wouldn't necessarily be that way. And she was so gracious.
Francis graduated from Belleville High School, where the auditorium was dedicated in her honor, and her impact is still clear.
What does that mean to know that she graduated from the school that you're now the principal of?
Oh, very, very proud to have a person who has such recognition across the country, across the world. And it means a lot to have someone coming from Belleville who's here on our wall of fame.
But Frances was clear that her life was marked more by tragedies than fame. A botched nose job damaged her ability to sing. Her brother was murdered, and she was raped after performing at a music festival in Westbury, Long Island.
She was a vocal advocate for sexual violence victims, and she never stopped talking about that. And it's something that most people, that it's so intimate to them, and especially the trauma she went through, most people would shy away from that. But it's something that she always felt that she wanted to share to help others. And that was just really her nature.
Unfortunately, like most people, we rarely talk about our real feelings, especially to those people closest to us. There are very few of us that do that.
Connie Francis found fame a second time around earlier this year.
Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you.
Her hit song, Pretty Little Baby, resurged on TikTok, earning her a brand new fan base of supporters who weren't even alive when she first made it big.
Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, I want to thank them all for honoring me. And I want to thank the millions of people who sang along with me on Pretty Little Baby.
Frances told Larry King she rose to fame too soon and didn't learn the lesson she needed to learn by failing when she was young. She told him, "You only learn by failure, not by success." It was nice that right before her death, she realized that a whole new generation of people loved her song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that she was able to connect with a younger generation. That was the golden age, you know, of Hollywood and in the music industry. And I love listening to all that old music, looking at all the styles. Me too. They were all trailblazers. Yeah. They all should be remembered.
Together sang love's refrain together. We'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
The music of the stars. Now let's pause for CBS News. A look at weather, and we're on till high noon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On social media, President Trump says the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. He's marking 6 months in office today, but ABC's Selena Wang says he's also dealing with criticism from many of his supporters.
President Trump trying to put the Jeffrey Epstein firestorm behind him, but admits his administration's attempt to unseal the grand jury records related to the convicted sex offender may not be enough. Trump writing on social media, even if the court gave its full and unwavering approval, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics making the request. It will always be more, more, more.
Number of people still missing from the July 4th flooding in Kerr County, Texas, has been revised to 3 from nearly 100 after many of those were accounted for. Those floods killed more than 130 people. And one person still critical after the person rammed a vehicle through a crowd outside of a club in Los Angeles early Saturday. This is ABC News.